Now on BBC Radio 4, we begin a new classic serial to commemorate the centenary in 2002 of the one of America's best-loved writers. Set in the Depression of the 1930s, it won John Steinbeck the Pulitzer Prize and reflects the language of the migrant workers of the period.
The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, dramatized for radio by Steve Chambers, with John Schwab as Tom Joad. Episode 1, Exodus.
Drought came slowly to the red and gray country of Oklahoma. The last rains came gently, and they did not cut the scarred earth. The sun flared down on the growing corn until a line of brown spread along the edge of each green bayonet. In the roads where the mule teams moved, the rain crust broke and dust formed. Every moving thing lifted dust into the air. A wind got up, scattering dust plumes over the fields. It grew stronger, dug cunningly among the rootlets of the corn until each stalk settled wearily sideways and pointed in the direction of the blast. Men looked at the ruined corn, surveyed their useless land, and shrugged. The women stood beside their men and asked, "What do we do?"
I took this land with my own bare hands. I ain't giving it up.
Stop him, Paul!
Shot out his headlights. Shoot his eyes out, too, if you don't stop.
Give me the gun, Grandpa.
Let go of me or I'll shoot you, Grandpa.
That ain't gonna stop no tractor. You Jones ought to know that.
Look, it's Willie Freely.
So, Freely's boy, what you driving a tractor for against your own people?
$3 a day. Got a wife, kids. We gotta eat.
But for your $3 a day, 15, 20 families can't eat at all.
Can't think of that. Gotta think of my own kids. Times are changing. Can't make a living off the land unless you got 10,000 acres and a tractor.
Grandpa made this place.
Yeah.
My kids was born here.
Crop land isn't for guys like us anymore. You don't kick up a howl because you can't make Fords. Well, crops is like that now. Some folks are striking out for California. They say there's work there and it never gets cold.
I ain't leaving.
Bad crops and bad harvests. We had to borrow from the bank to keep going. But we'll turn things around. Just give us some more time.
You Joes have had your papers. You gotta get off. And better be quick, too. I'll be going through your dooryard this afternoon.
I'll blow your head clean off before I let you knock down my place.
Well, go ahead. They'll hang you. Pretty soon there'll be another tractor along. It ain't my fault. I'll get my orders from the Shawnee Land and Cattle Company.
Who's they?
Ain't nobody. It's a company. They bought up the title to your land.
Now, who's in charge of the company? I'll go after him.
Gets his orders from the bank, and I heard tell the bank gets his orders from back east.
Who can I shoot? I don't aim to starve before I kill the man that's starving me.
Well, maybe there's no one to shoot. I've got my orders.
What are we gonna do, Ma?
Drought, dust, misery. All across the plains, it was the same thing. Land parched and ruined. Families driven out with nothing. I didn't know about that. I just got out of jail.
Going far, mister?
What if I am?
Could you give me a lift?
Didn't you see the no riders sticker on a windshield?
Sure, I seen it. Sometimes a guy will be a good guy. Even if some rich bastard makes him carry a sticker.
Oh, that right.
Well, how about it then?
Scrunch down on the running board until we get around the bend.
Keep out of sight of them restaurant folks?
Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
My dogs was pooped out. New shoes, hot day.
You oughtn't to take no walk in new shoes.
Well, didn't have no others.
Yeah, and looking for a job, huh?
My old man's got a place. 40 acres. sharecropper, but we've been there a long time.
There are not many croppers left hereabout. Most been dusted or tracked or down.
Well, I ain't heard lately. I never was no hand to ride, nor my old man neither. But the both of us can, if we've a mind to.
Uh-huh. You've been away, huh?
Yep.
Thought so. I seen your hands. They been swinging a pick or a shovel. Makes them real shiny.
Anything else you want to know? You ain't got a guess.
No, don't get sore. I just like to notice things.
Name's Joe.
Right.
Tom, Joe.
Guy that drives a truck does screwy things. He's got to. He go nuts just sitting here.
Well, how about a drink?
No, by God. I don't ever drink till I'm through.
Well, suit yourself.
Well, I don't need no shot. I've been training my mind.
Training your mind?
Sure. Suppose I pass a guy on the road. I look at him, and after I'm passed, I try to remember everything about him. You know, any scars, the way he walks, his clothes.
Especially if they's all new like mine. You sure took your time to get to it, buddy.
Get to what?
Well, you know where I come from, don't you?
Well, he ain't nothing to me. I mind my own yard.
I've been in McAllister 4 years. I don't give a damn who knows
him. Well, that ain't none of my business. I ain't a nosy guy.
The hell you ain't. That big nose of yours has been sticking out 8 miles ahead of your face.
You got me all wrong. I gave you a lift, didn't I?
You been a good guy. But you want to know what I done time for, don't you?
Ain't none of my affair.
Nothing ain't none of your affair except skinning this here bull bitch along. And that's the least thing you work at. See that road up ahead?
No.
Pull over.
Okay. Your dad's place near here?
Sure thing. I know you're wet in your pants to know what I done. I ain't a guy to let you down. Homicide.
Yeah.
That's a big word. Means I killed a guy. 7 years, I'm sprung in four for keeping my nose clean.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
You can tell about it in every joint from here to Texola. I'm going home. So I don't have to lie to get a job. Thanks for the lift.
Look!
Sure thing.
Howdy.
Hotter than hell on the road.
Yeah. Say, ain't you Tom Joad? Old Tom's boy?
Yeah? Going home now.
Oh, well, you wouldn't remember me, I guess. Nah, you was always too busy pulling little girls' pigtails when I give you the Holy Spirit.
Why, you're the preacher.
Yeah, I was. Reverend Jim Casey. Yeah, I used to howl out the name of Jesus to glory. Get an irrigation ditch so squirming full of repented sinners, well, half of them like to drown.
I remember.
Just Jim Casey now. Ain't got the call no more. I got a lot of sinful ideas, but, you know, they seem kind of sensible.
Well, you're bound to get ideas if you go thinking about stuff.
The spirit just ain't in people much no more. Worse than that, it ain't in me.
You ain't too damn holy to take a drink, are you?
Nope. Yes, sir. Real nice drinking liquor.
Ought to be. That's factory liquor. Cost a buck. Well, I ain't seen you for a while, Casey.
Well, nobody's seen me. Went off alone and figured. You see, I just wouldn't take the good old gospel that was laying there to my hand. Oh, I gotta be a picking at it and a working at it until I got it all tore down. I'll still get the call to lead the people. Just ain't got no place to lead them.
What the hell you want to lead them someplace for? Just lead them.
Ah, I used to get the people jumping and glory shouting till they fell down and passed out. And then you know what I'd do? I'd take one of them girls out in the grass, and I'd lay with her. Yep, I'd done it every time.
Ain't nothing like a good meeting for pushing them over. Well, I'd done that myself.
Yeah, but after I'd done, I'd feel bad, and I'd pray and pray, but didn't do no good. Come next time, them and me was full of the spirit. Why, I do it again. Now that got me to figuring.
Ask me, you figure too hard.
They say laying up with a girl comes from the devil. But the more grace the girl got in her, why, the quicker she wants to go out in the grass.
Maybe it ain't a sin. Maybe it's just the way folks is.
Well, you know, that's what I come to. Maybe there ain't no sin and no virtue. Maybe there's just stuff people do.
You give her a good going over, Casey. You figured her out.
Well, I asked myself, do you love Jesus? I don't know nobody named Jesus. Well, I know a bunch of stories, but hey, I only love people.
Well, that don't sound so wrong.
Yeah, I'll tell you one more thing. If it hits you wrong, you don't take no offense at it?
I don't take no offense except to busting the nose. So what'd you figure?
Well, why do we got to hang on to God or Jesus? Maybe it's all men and all women we love. Maybe that's the Holy Spirit, the human spirit, the whole shebang. You know, as I sat there thinking, I knew it was true. I still do.
Well, you can't hold no church with ideas like that. Jumping and yelling, that's what folks like.
You know, like I said, I ain't a preacher no more.
Well, guess I'll mosey along. Hate to hit the sun, but it ain't so bad now.
I ain't seen old Tom in a bug's age. I was gonna look in on him, but...
Well, we'll come along.
Well,
I'll be glad to see you. You always said you got too long a pecker for a preacher.
So how is old Tom?
Don't know how he is. Ain't been home in 4 years.
Didn't he write to you?
Well, Pa wasn't no hand to write for pretty. Reckon what he couldn't tell a fellow with his mouth wasn't worth leaning on no pencil about.
Been out traveling around?
Well, didn't you hear about me?
Nope.
I've been in McAllister them 4 years. Killed a guy.
I won't ask you no questions if you've done something bad.
I'd do what I done again. We was drunk at a dance. He got a knife in me and I killed him with the shovel that was laying there. Knocked his head plumb to squash.
So you ain't ashamed of nothing then?
No, I ain't. I got 7 years the county had a knife in me. Got out in 4. Parole.
So how'd they treat you up there?
All right. You eat regular and get clean clothes and there's a place to take a bath. Hard not having no women.
I guess. old Tom's place can't be far now.
The house is over the rise. That's our line.
Yeah, your folks will be mighty pleased to see you.
Hell, I could eat me some roasting pork. I had just 4 slices in 4 years. One slice every Christmas.
Well, maybe they'll kill a fatted calf, like for the prodigal and scriptures.
Huh? Maybe. Be able to see it from the top of this here rise.
Yeah.
There it is. Well, something's happened. It ain't the same.
Now, easy, Tom.
But look at that house. Ain't nobody there. Pa? Ma?
Dear Lord.
It's me, Tom. Pa! Pa! Hell must have popped here. House all busted up and empty. Cotton over the dooryard. Jesus, ain't nothing left. Nothing.
Well, if I was still a preacher, I'd say the arm of the Lord had struck.
Maybe they's all dead. But I'd have got a word some way.
Well, maybe they left a letter or something around here. Did they know you was coming out?
I guess not. Didn't know myself till a week ago. But they're gone or Ma's dead.
See over yonder there?
Yeah, that's the ditch where I done the baptizing.
How come nobody ripped some lumber off this house?
Well, what's that figure for you?
Seems like maybe there ain't any neighbors. If there was, would all them nice planks be here?
Yeah.
Hell, Casey. Look at this old wore out shoe. It was Ma's favorite. Yeah. Reckon they've went. Took most everything.
Somebody's coming through the cotton there.
Coming afoot. I know him. It's Muley Graves. Huh. Hey, Muley! How are you?
Tommy, Joe! Well, when did you get out?
2 days ago.
Hey!
You know Reverend Casey?
Sure.
Muley?
Remember him well.
Where's my folks, Muley? What's the house all smashed up for?
By God, it's lucky I come back, because old Tom worried himself about you when they was fixing to move. Your grandpa tried to shoot it out, but when they busted the house...
Where is they,
they took
Muley?
A stove and a pump and a match and 3 trips.
Muley!
Well, they're all over at your Uncle John's. Piled in like gophers in a winter burrow.
Now, just stick to it for a second, Muley.
Yeah.
What they doing at Uncle John's?
They've been chopping cotton. All of them, even the kids and your grandpa, getting money together so they can shove on west.
Going west?
Ain't nothing here. 50 cents a clean acre for chopping cotton and folks begging for the chance to chop.
Lord. And they ain't gone yet?
Not that I know, Tommy. But John got his notice. He got to get off, and soon, too.
They kick everyone off the land?
Them sons of bitches! I tell you, I'm staying. They ain't going to get rid of me.
Well, we ain't going to walk no 8 miles to Uncle John's place tonight.
No, sir, ain't.
How's if we go to your place, Mule?
It won't do no good. My wife and kids and her brother all took and went to California.
Well, you should have went, too. I mean, you shouldn't have broke up the family.
Oh, I couldn't. Someone just wouldn't let me.
I wonder Pa went so easy. Hell, my guts is yelling blue murder. 4 solemn years I've been eating right on the minute.
Well, I got me a couple of cottontails and a jackrabbit if you're hungry.
You sharing with us, Muley Graves?
I ain't got no choice, Reverend. If a fella's got somebody eating and another fella's hungry, first fella ain't got no choice.
I reckon Muley's got a hold of something there, Tom.
Yeah.
Reckon he's a hold of something big.
Well, who's got a knife?
Right here.
Get a fire going. Let's get at these here miserable rodents. Smell that, will you? Mm. Come on, let's eat.
Let her get good and done, good and brown. Huh? I want to talk. I ain't talked to nobody.
We ain't stopping you, Muley.
Well, after my folks went way out west, I got to wandering around. Tell myself I'm just looking after things till all the folks come back, but I know that wasn't true. Folks ain't never coming back. I've been wandering around like a damn old graveyard ghost.
A fella gets used to a place that's hard to go. A fella gets used to a way of thinking. It's hard to leave.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Let's eat this meat before it's smaller than a cooked mouse. Okay. Here's for the preacher.
I told you I ain't no preacher.
Well, here's for the man, then. Muley, if you ain't too upset to eat, this here's Jackrabbit. Yeah. Tougher than a bull bit.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, here, crunch.
I've been going around places where stuff happened.
Well, what kind of places?
Well, there's a place over by our 40.
Hmm?
In the gully, there's a bush. First time I ever laid with a girl was there. Me, 14, and jerking and snorting like a buck deer. Randy is a billy goat. So I went there and I laid down on the ground and I seen it all happen again.
Yeah?
And there's a place down by the barn where Pa got gored to death by a bull. And his blood is right in that ground. I put my hand on that ground where my own Pa's blood is part of it. You fellas think I'm touched?
Nope. You're lonely, but you ain't touched.
No, I ain't talked to nobody in a long time. Been sneaking around like an old graveyard ghost.
All them folks gone to California?
For fruit picking, son, so bitch.
They're not gonna need help no preaching can give them.
Well, that was mighty fine victuals, Muley. We'll sleep here, I guess, and come daylight, we'll get on to Uncle John's, leastwise. I will. You coming along, Muley?
Shh. You seen them lights jerking up and down? Probably the superintendent of this stretch of cotton seen our fire.
We ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, we're doing something. Just being here, trespassing.
Well, you go and hide. Leave me and Casey to tell these bastards a few things.
Okay, if you get in any trouble, this sends you back to McAllister to finish your time.
Sitting here resting, that ain't getting in no trouble.
You'll see. Now, maybe it's Willie Freely and... Willie's a deputy now.
Full of crap. That's Willie.
Yeah, before you know it, Willie's mad and scared and throwing his deputy's gun. All hell's broke loose. Hell, Tommy, it's a lot easier to lay out in the cotton and let him look.
Muley's talking sense, Tom. You don't have to go far.
I guess you're right. Ain't got a thing in the world to win, no matter how it comes out.
Come on, then. Yeah, let's go. Down here will do.
Know you there? I'll run you off.
I'm gonna bust his nose.
No, Tom, don't. Ain't worth another 4 years.
Shooting through the house. Kick out the fire too, but he won't stay.
Ever thought I'd be hiding out in my old man's place?
Oh, you'll be hiding out lots of places. Come on, I know a cave where we can sleep.
I ain't sleeping in no cave.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon I'll sleep much. Got too much to puzzle with. Yes, sirree.
Tommy. Tommy, wake up. Mm-hmm. You too, Preacher. Wake up now.
Oh, hell, Muley, I'm sleeping real good.
What's going on? It ain't light yet.
You better get going so you're off of this land when the light comes.
Oh, ain't you coming with us, Muley?
Uh-uh, Tommy. I'm going to stick around. You fellas pay heed to what it tells you. Be seeing you.
That crazy Muley. He's getting screwy as a gopher.
You think Injuns is after him?
Yeah, well, there's something pretty mean going on, Tom. And Muley creeping around like a coyote. Bound to make him crazy. He'll kill somebody pretty soon. They'll run him down with dogs. Yeah, I can see it like a prophecy.
Come on, Casey, let's get along.
Yeah.
I hope Ma's cooking something. My belly's caved.
So like a little eating tobacco? Yeah, keeps you getting too hungry. Here.
Thanks. Mm. Damn if I know how they all sleep in Uncle John's. He's only got one room and a cooking lean-to. The oldest goddamn man in the world. Had a young wife. In the family way, and one night she gets a pain in her stomach. Mm-hmm. She says, you better go for a doctor. Well, John says you ate too much. Take a dose of painkiller. Mm-hmm. Next day, she's out of her head and dies at 4 p.m. Pendant bust in her.
That's too bad.
John takes it hard. Took him 2 years to come out of it, and then he ain't the same. Sort of wild.
There's a silvery light coming in the sky.
Sun'll be up and hot when we get there.
There's another empty place, Tom. Lord. Seems like they's all empty.
That's Muley's old spread. Yeah. Reminds me of a story about Willie Freely.
That deputy ran us off last night?
When he was young, Willie was awful bashful. One day, he brings a heifer over to Graves' bull. Everybody was out but Elsie Graves, and she wasn't bashful at all. Well, they took the heifer out to the bull, and Willie and Elsie sat on the fence to watch him mating. Pretty soon, Willie got to feeling pretty fly. Elsie looks like she don't know what and says, what's the matter, Willie? Willie's so randy, he can't hardly sit still. By God, he says, I wished I was a-doing that. Elsie says, go ahead, Willie. It's your heifer.
That's a nice thing not being a preacher no more, Tom. Couldn't laugh at stories, and I couldn't cuss. Now, I cuss all the time. And it does a fella good to cuss if he wants to. Mm. Damn me to hell if it don't.
Well, that's it. Huh? Uncle John's place. Wonder if they's all there.
Well, there's smoke coming out of the chimney. Somebody's there.
It's Pa. Hammering the back of that truck. They're fixing to go. Let's creep up on them like.
Carnation, where did I put that nail?
This what you're looking for?
Sure.
It's Tommy! Tommy, come home!
That's about it, Pa.
We're going to California. We was going to write you a letter and tell you, but you're back. You can go with us.
Seems like.
You ain't busted out, Tommy. You ain't got to hide.
No, I'm paroled. Free. Got my papers.
Oh. Your Ma got bad feeling she ain't never going to see you no more if she goes to California. Got that quiet look like when somebody died. Let's go in like you've never been away. See what your ma says.
You remember the preacher, Pa, Jim Casey? You come along with me.
He ain't been in prison, too.
No, I met him on the road.
It is a thing to see when a boy comes home to his folks, Mr. Joad. Thing to see.
Sure is. How we do her, Tom? I gotta see her face when she sees you.
Don't let's scare none, Pa.
Come on.
Ma! There's a couple of fellas just come along the road. Wonder if we can spare a bite?
Well, sure. We got a plenty. Lucky I made a lot of bread this morning. Now, don't stand in the doorway, mister. Come on in.
Don't you know me, Ma?
Tommy? Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God my Tommy's come home. You didn't bust us.
No, Ma. Parole. Got the papers here.
Oh, well, we come mighty near to going without you.
Fooled you, huh, Ma? Just stood there like a hammered sheep. Yes, sir.
Oh, you got me all right.
Wish Grandpa'd been here to see. Would have whacked himself so hard he'd have thrown his hip out.
Where is the old devil?
Oh, him and Grandma sleeps in the barn. They got to get up so much in the night, they're stumbling over the little fellas.
I'll go tell them breakfast is ready.
Have some coffee, Tom.
Thanks, Ma.
Now, I got to ask you, Tom. You ain't mad. They didn't do nothing in that jail to rot you out with crazy mad, poisoned mad.
I was for a little while. But I ain't proud, like some fellas. I let stuff run off me. What's the matter?
Well, I knowed pretty boy Floyd. He was full of hell, sure, like a good boy ought to be. He done a little bad thing, and they caught him and hurt him so, he was mad. And the next bad thing he done was mad. And they hurt him again. And pretty soon he was mean mad. They shot at him like a varmint, and he shot back, and then they run him like a coyote. Him mean as a lobo. Finally, they run him down and killed him. Now, I got to know, Tommy. Did they make you mad like that?
No, Ma, I ain't like that.
Thank God.
But when I saw what they'd done to our house...
Don't you go fighting them alone. They'll hunt you down.
Don't seem right just taking it.
They say there's 100,000 of us shoved out. If we was all mad the same way, they wouldn't hunt nobody down.
You never was like this before, Ma.
I never had my house pushed over before. A family stuck out on the road.
Praise God for victory! No. Praise God for victory!
Grandma finally heard her home.
God damn it, where is he?
Praise God for victory!
Look at him. That's him, bird. Ain't been no toads in jail for a hell of a time. How are you, Tommy?
Okay, Grandpa. How are you keeping yourself?
I'm full of piss and vinegar.
Praise God for victory.
Like I said, Tommy will come a-busting out of that jail like a bull through a corral fence, and you've done it. Now get out of my way, I'm hungry.
Ain't he a heller, Grandma?
A wickeder, cussiner man never lived. He's going to hell on a poker, praise God.
Say hello to your brother, Tom.
Howdy, Noah. How are you?
Fine, Tom. How are you?
Just fine.
Hey, where's the preacher, Tom?
Jim Casey.
Preacher? You got a preacher? I'll go get him. We'll have a grace.
What for?
Too late for you, sinful old goat.
You hollering me, Tom?
Come in and eat. Grandma wants a grace.
Yeah, but I ain't a preacher no more.
Have some breakfast, then.
Grace first.
I ain't a preacher first. No more, but me just being here and being thankful for people that's kind and generous, why, I'll say that kind of grace.
Say it. And get a word about us going to California.
Been in the hills thinking, almost, you might say, like Jesus went into the wilderness to think his way out of a mess of trouble.
Praise God.
And he got to feeling, what the hell good is it all? I'm saying I'm like Jesus, but I got tired, got mixed up like him.
Hallelujah.
Got to thinking how mankind was holy when we was just one thing, and it only got unholy when one miserable little fella ran off on his own way, kicking and fighting. He bust the holiness. But when they're all working together, that's holy. And I got to thinking, I don't even know what I mean by holy. I can't say grace no more the way I used to. I'm glad of the holiness of breakfast. Glad there's love here. That's all. I got your breakfast cold. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't stand on no ceremony. Let's eat.
On the edges of towns, in fields and vacant lots and garages, used cars for sale. Going to California? Here's just what you need. Look sharp, but there's thousands of miles in her. Cut down into a truck, easy. Got a pair of mules to trade? Don't use mules for nothing but glue no more. Give you $5 a piece for the mules for dog feed. You got a real bargain here. Well, guarantee. We guarantee it to be an automobile. Don't guarantee to wet nurse it.
Well, Tom, what do you think of our truck?
Well, it's damn near 2,000 miles to California, Pa. You think she'll make it?
Your brother Al looked her over before we bought her.
What's he know? He's just a squirt.
Yeah, he worked for a company. Drove a truck last year. He can tinker an engine.
How much you get for her?
75.
Give us a hand. Might as well load her up. Al's taking the last up to sell if he ever gets here.
Sure thing, Pa. Where's Al?
He's a billy goatin' around the country. Tomcatting himself to death.
Ain't been in nights for a week.
I was worse. I was much worse. I was a heller.
You look like a heller, Grandpa.
Well, I am kind of, but I ain't nowhere near the fella I was. No, sir.
When you think to start out west, Pa?
Well, we got to take the last of our stuff and sell it. Yeah. You got any money, Tom?
A couple of dollars is all. But I can drive if that's what you want. I drove a truck at McAllister.
Good.
Here comes Al, dragging his tail home. Tomcatting around, but I was worse.
16 and thinks he's a big man. Got his brother killed a man.
Hello, Al.
Tom, what are you doing here?
Tommy's going with us.
Jesus, Al, you're growing like a bean. I wouldn't have known you.
I've got your tongue, Al. Shake your brother's hand when it's offered.
Tom, they tell me you're a good hand with a truck, Al.
I don't know nothing much.
Too busy billy-goating. You look wore out.
I'm okay, Pa.
Good, because you got to take a load to Salisaw.
Tom, did you bust out of jail?
No, I got paroled.
Oh.
Let's get this here loading finished.
Yeah.
Don and the others will be waiting in Salisaw.
Well, reckon we might get another $40 for what we got left. 50 if we're lucky.
In the little houses, the tenant people picked over their possessions for the journey west. The men were ruthless because the past had been spoiled. But the women knew how the past would cry to them in the coming days and tried to keep some precious things by them. Didn't matter none. It was all junk to the buyer men. Lost possessions, junked lives, a packet of bitterness to grow into flower someday.
We taking both pigs with us, Ma?
We ain't leaving them behind, Tommy. Oh, I hope things is all right in California.
What makes you think they ain't?
Seems too nice, kinda.
Don't rouse your faith bird high, and you won't do no crawling with the worms.
I know that's right, Tom. And I seen in the papers how they want folks to come and pick grapes and oranges and peaches. That'd be nice work.
So what's eating you then?
I'm scared of stuff so nice. I'm scared something ain't so nice about it.
Ma, I'm going to tell you something about being in the pen. You can't go thinking about when you're going to be out. You go nuts. You got to think about that day and the next day and the ball game Saturday. And why don't you do that? Just take every day.
That's a good way, Tom. But I like to think about how nice it's going to be. Never cold and fruit every place. Little white houses in among the orange trees.
I know the fella from California. Says there's too many folks looking for work right there now, and wages is low.
Your father got a handbill telling how they need folks to work. What they want to lie for?
I don't know, Ma. Maybe it's nice like you said.
I hear talking. Sons of bitches won't let an old fella sleep.
Here, Grandpa, let me button up your pants.
Huh?
Now stand still, will you?
Fella's coming to a nice... To a nice... When somebody... Buttons them up for you.
Well, you go around a sight. They don't let people run around with their clothes unbuttoned in California.
They don't, hey? I'll show them. I'll go around hanging out if I want to.
Oh, God, if he lives to be 200, you never will get Grandpa house broke.
When you get out there, I'm going to pick me a wash tub full of grapes and set in them. Let the juice run down my pants.
Pa's back. And Uncle John.
Don't look too happy.
Uncle John, how you?
Tom, heard you was out.
Where's the jailbird? You hush your mouth, Winfield. Don't you talk to your brother like that.
Ruthie, Winfield, how you kids doing?
All right.
Tom,
how are you?
Rosa Sharon, I didn't know you was riding with Pa.
Truck come by and picked us up. Me and my husband, Connie, was walking.
Out of town?
Connie Rivers and Rosa Sharon married. Mm-hmm. Well, you was just a little kid last time I seen you.
Guess I growed up.
So damn much happens in 4 years if you're away.
In the family way, too.
You've been busy. When's it gonna be?
Not for a long time, not till next winter.
You get her inside and sit down, Connie.
Oh, I'm all right, Ma.
Come on, Rosa Sharon. Take a weight off.
Well, how'd you fellas get on?
We got skinned off the stuff we sold.
He knows they're worth more, but what can we do? Fella knowed we couldn't wait.
Well, how much we got all added up, huh?
154. We gotta get going. Sooner the better.
Preacher wants to come along.
Some folks figure a preacher's poison luck.
We gotta figure close. Let's see how many we got now. There's Grandpa, Grandma, me, and John, and Ma. That's five.
And knowing me now, that's eight. Rosa, Shannon, and Connie is 10. Ruthie and Winfield is 12.
And there's the two dogs.
I'm wondering if we can all ride, and the preacher, too. Can we feed an extra mouth, Ma?
Well, it ain't can we. It's will we. I never heard tell of no Joes ever refusing food and shelter to anybody that asks.
I suppose there just ain't room.
There ain't room now. Ain't room for more than six, and 12 is going, sure. And a man, strong and healthy, ain't never no burden.
Want to call him over, Tommy? If he's gone, he ought to be here.
Casey, come over here.
Calling me?
Tom says you want to go west with us.
Well, all the houses is empty, land is empty, this whole country's empty. Can't stay here no more. Gotta go where the folks is going.
A preacher is a nice thing to be with us.
I ain't gonna preach no more.
Once a fella's a preacher, he's always a preacher.
I'm gonna work in the fields, be near the folk. Ain't gonna teach him nothing. Gonna try and learn.
When you fixing to leave, Pa?
Well, you gotta get them pigs slaughtered and in salt before we go.
Wrong time of the year for slaughtering.
Why don't we stick them now? Salt and pack tonight.
Yeah, get ready by daylight and go.
Grandpa and Grandma and the little ones can sleep. The rest of us can work.
Well, let's get to it then.
Now, you start loading the truck. Rosa Sharon can sort through and pack the clothes. Connie can give her a hand.
Sure thing, Mr. Joe.
Ma put some water on to boil. Noah, get the butchering knife. Wet it some, then bring it down the barn.
You want to take the water down there?
Nah, we'll stick them in the barn and then run them up the house. We'll get them salted, clean.
Killing pigs and going to California.
Killing and going.
Preacher. How long you been standing there?
Didn't like to intrude, Mrs. Joad.
Just going through my old box of letters. Don't hardly know why I keep them.
Well, seem kind of private.
I just a pile of old junk. A few letters, an old ring, one gold cufflink, a watch chain of braided hair. Here's a photo of me and Paul when we got married.
Ah.
He was a good-looking fella. And a newspaper clipping of Tom's trial.
Leave me to salt down this meat, Mrs. Joad.
Salt and pork's women's work.
No, it's all work. And there's just too much of it to split up to men or women's work. You got stuff to sort out.
I just got to throw a few things on the fire.
You've been here a long time. A lot of memories to leave behind.
He's a strange one, preacher.
Just leave me to salt the meat.
God in a buckboard. Smell that meat and listen to her crackle.
You come in early just to smell your breakfast, Tommy?
Tools is all packed and Pa's itching to get going. What stuff are we going to take from the kitchen,
Ma? The bucket and all the stuff to eat with, the plates and the cups, the spoons and knives and forks. Put them in the drawer and take the drawer.
The big fry pan?
And the big stew kettle, the coffee pot, and when it gets cool, take the rack out of the oven. That'd be good over a fire.
What about the rest?
No, just take what I told you. To leave the small stuff.
Sure thing. You all right, Ma?
Fine. I'll just check the bedroom one last time.
Your Ma looks tired, Tom.
Women's always tired. That's just the way women is, Casey. Except at a meeting once and again.
Tireder than that. Real tired. Like she's sick tired.
We's all tired. Gonna be tired again before we's done. How's the pork coming along?
Man, pretty near done.
Good. I'm getting along toward daylight. Better get this stuff loaded.
Well, that should bring him. Are you sure you got everything loaded out? I'm sure, Tom. Tools on the bottom, like Pa said. Clothes next, then stuff for cooking and eating.
And the mattresses on top so folks can ride easy. Now, go get Grandma and Grandpa.
Sure, Pa.
Mom, what's all the hollering for?
We're fixing to go.
Connie, Rosa, Sharon, you get Ruthie and Winfield and get up on top of the mattresses.
Okay, Pa.
Grandma and Grandpa can ride on top, too, and one more.
Three in the cab and three sitting on the backboard with their legs hanging off.
Let go of me, young fella.
There's something wrong with Grandpa.
If I was 20 years younger, I'd hurt Spitfire.
He wasn't sleeping. He was just sitting out the back of the barn.
Nothing the matter with me. I just ain't a-going.
What do you mean? We're all packed up ready. We gotta go.
I ain't saying for you to stay. You go right along. But me, I'm staying. This here's my country. I belong here.
You was looking forward to them grapes in California.
I don't give a damn if these oranges and grapes trodden a fell out of bed even. I ain't a-going.
This here land is going under the trap.
Who cooked for you? How are you gonna live?
God. Damn it! I can get along as well as anyone. I tell you, I ain't going.
What about Grandma? Is she staying too?
I ain't take her with you. But she ain't taking me, and that's the end of it.
I declare, he is the cussinest, wickedest man ever lived.
Grandpa, Grandpa, have some breakfast. Get some spare ribs and coffee.
First sensible thing I've heard today. Coffee tastes good. Now just... sit on the stoop, Tate.
I'll hog tie him if I have to. He can't stay.
You're liable to hurt him if you do. What are you up to, Ma?
I give him something to make him sleep.
What you giving him? We ain't got no drop of whiskey in the house.
Soothing syrup. Used to put Winfield to sleep when his earache was bad.
What the hell is that now?
Morning, folks.
Howdy, Muley. Step inside and get some spare ribs.
No, I ain't hungry. I was walking around, and I thought how you'd be gone, and I'd maybe come say goodbye.
You'd have missed us if you'd come a half hour later. All packed up, see?
All packed up. Sometimes I wished I'd go and find my folks.
Here, Muley, eat some spare ribs. We got plenty.
Well, I didn't aim to eat your food, but... Oh, thank you. What I come to say is, if you come on any of my folks in California, don't let on I'm living this way. Tell him I'll come to him as soon as I get the money.
And will you?
No, I won't. Time back, I might have went, but not now. Fella gets to thinking and he gets to knowing. I ain't never going.
It's work, Ma. Grandpa's asleep.
Oh, he's dog-tarred anyway.
No, John. Give me a hand with Grandpa.
Yeah, you be careful.
Yeah. Come
on. You going over the state line, Tom? You're going to break your parole?
I ain't got there yet, Muley.
Ma, you and Grandma sat in the cab with Al for a while. Everyone else, get aboard.
Holy Jesus, them springs is flat as hell. Lucky you blocked under them.
What about the dogs?
I forgot all about them, John. Muley, you look after the dogs, Tom. See they don't starve.
Well, yeah, I'd like to have a couple of dogs.
Here, boy.
Take the chickens, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Christ, what a load.
We ain't making no time on this trip.
Let's get going, then.
So long, Muley.
Bye.
Bye. Take it easy, Muley.
So long, folks.
Highway 66 is the migrant road, the path of a people in flight. From the Mississippi through Arkansas, Oklahoma, across the Texas Panhandle into New Mexico, on to Arizona, and finally California. 250,000 people on the road. 50,000 old cars, wounded, steaming. All day long they roll along. Where does the courage come from? Where does the terrible faith come from?
I gotta go. I gotta
go. All right,
go.
Grandma.
I know. I'm stopping.
I can't wait.
Here. Let me help you. Come away from the side of the road. Behind this bush.
Praise the Lord. That's better.
Pa?
No, sons of bitches. I ain't a-going, I tell you. Gonna stay like muley.
You want some water?
No.
You gotta drink some water, Grandpa. Totter and blazes.
You feel all right, Rosa Sharon? You ain't thirsty or nothing.
No, I'm fine. Oh, look at that silver car, Connie. Ain't she fine?
Lincoln Zephyr. Brand new, too.
How'd you like to be going along in that?
Maybe. After we get to California, we'll get our own car.
If there's plenty of work.
But them kind of cars, they cost as much as a good-sized house. I'd rather have the house.
I'd like to have the house and one of them.
You sure you feel all right, Rosa Sharon?
Yeah, I'm just tired riding in the sun, Connie.
Oh, we gotta do that or we won't never get to California.
Oh, I know.
Oh, damnation. Oh, can't hardly move. It's a stiff riding up there. You got the water, Ma.
Ain't it with you? I said that's a gallon just before we left.
That ain't here. Must have forgot it.
Glory be, we're gonna die of thirst.
We'll get water first at the service station we come to. We need to get some gas, too. Well, come on, everyone. Mount up. We've gotta get going.
You want us to drive her piece out?
I ain't tired, Tom.
Well, you didn't get no sleep last night. I took a snooze this morning. Come on.
All right. But watch the oil gauge pretty close. And take her slow, Tom. She's overloaded.
You can rest easy.
I'll watch her.
Maybe we better find a place to stop before sunset. I gotta get some pork boiling and bread made.
Sure, Ma. Might as well stretch ourselves. We ain't gonna make this trip in one jump.
Tom, your pa told me about you crossing the state line.
What about it?
Well, I'm scared about it. Maybe they'll catch you.
I figured her out, Ma. There's lots of fellas out on parole. If I get caught for anything else out west, well, they'll send me back. But if I don't do no more crimes, they won't give a damn.
Well, maybe they got crimes in California we don't even know about.
It'd be just the same if I wasn't on parole. Only if I get caught, I get a bigger jolt than other folks.
I can't help worrying about it. Minute you cross the state line, you done a crime.
Well, that's better than sticking around Salisaw and starving to death. Now, why don't we quit talking? Start looking for a place to stop.
Howdy, mister.
Howdy.
Any law against folks stopping here for the night?
We only stopped because we couldn't get no further. We don't own it.
You suppose we can camp down alongside?
Why, sure. Come on off the road. Proud to have you. Terry, there's some folks going to stay with us.
Come on out and say how
you do. Oh, you ain't Oklahoma folks?
Nah. Galena, Kansas. Name's Wilson.
We're Jodes. We come from right near Salisaw.
Yeah, my wife Sari's resting. She ain't been well.
Pa! Give me a hand with Grandpa.
I ain't moving. Gonna stay here.
You gotta get down so we can unload the truck. Come on.
Sons of bitches. Why do they have to keep them moving all the goddamn time?
Easy there. I've got them, Tom.
Sure, Pa?
Yep. Can you stand, Grandpa?
No, I can't.
You sick?
You're goddamn right. Sicker than hell.
What's wrong?
I think his hip's bothering him some.
Well, it don't look too good.
If the old man's sick, he can come in our tent.
How'd you like to lay down on a mattress and rest, Grandpa?
Just a sick old man.
Oh, come on now. Get some rest. We'll help you over.
I'm sick.
Come on, Grandpa. Just into the tent and lie down. Just for a while.
Silly old man.
He must be good and sick. Never seen him blubbering in my life.
Preacher. You've been around sick people. Come and take a look at Grandpa.
Yeah, sure.
Feeling kind of tired, old timer, huh?
Good. It's like he's wanting to say something real hard. You know what's wrong, preacher?
Do you?
I think so. I might be wrong, though.
Would you say he's working up a stroke?
I'd say that.
Here you are. What's the matter with you? Oh,
What you lying down for?
No, he's just taking a little rest, but Grandma.
He's a tricky devil. He was going to sneak away this morning so he wouldn't have to come. He's sulking.
He ain't sulking, Grandma. He's sick.
Sick bad, you think?
Pretty bad, Grandma.
Why ain't you praying? You're a preacher, ain't you?
I told you, I ain't a preacher no more.
Pray anyway. You know all the stuff by heart.
No, don't try to talk, Grandpa. Save your breath. Grandpa? Grandpa? I think he's gone, Grandma.
Hallelujah. Go on, preacher, pray. Pray, goddamn you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
You all know by now that Grandpa's passed away.
Didn't suffer. It was a good, quick stroke.
Well, how'd Grandma take it?
Pretty good, Rosa Sharon. But she's so old, maybe she don't rightly know what happened. Besides, us Jodes takes a pride holding in.
Now, we got to figure what to do. There's laws. You got to report a death, and when you do that, they either take $40 for the undertaker, or they take him for a pauper.
We never did have no paupers.
We never got booted off no land before neither, Uncle John.
We done it clean. We never took nothing we couldn't pay, and we never suffered no man's charity.
What do we do, Pa?
Yeah, we only got $150. They take 40 to bury Grandpa, and we won't get to California. Or...
they'll bury him as a pauper.
Grandpa buried his pa with his own hand. Done it with dignity. And shaped the grave nice with his own shovel.
The law says different now.
Sometimes the law can't be followed. Not in decency, anyway.
Yeah, sometimes a fella got to sift the law. I'm saying I got the right to bury my own pa. Anybody got something to say?
Well, law changes, but got to's go on.
John, you got any word against?
No. Only it's like hiding him in the night. Grandpa's way was to come out a shoot.
We can't do like Grandpa done. We got to get to California before our money runs out.
Sometimes fellas work and dig up a man, and they raise hell and figure he been killed. Government's got more interest in a dead man than a live one.
What you thinking, Tom?
We put a note of writing in a bottle and lay it with Grandpa, telling who he is and how he died and why he's buried here.
That's good. Wrote out in a nice hand. Won't be so lonesome, too, knowing his name is there with him. Any more stuff to say?
I'll lay him out.
Me and Tom, Al, Noah, and John will dig the grave. Come on. Better get to it.
How you doing, Pa?
Oh, it's about done, Tom. You find some paper?
Ma tore a clear page from the front of the Bible. Want to hear what I wrote?
Sure.
This here is William James Jode. Died of a stroke. Old, old man. His folks buried him because they got no money to pay for funerals. Nobody killed him. Just a stroke and he died.
That sounds nice. Can't you stick something from scripture so it'll be religious?
Gotta be short. Ain't got much room left on the page.
Well, how about God have mercy on his soul?
No, sounds like he was hung.
Look in Psalms. You can always get something out of Psalms.
Psalms. Okay. Well, here's one. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Well, that's blow full of religion.
Put it in.
Maybe the preacher ought to wrote it.
No, the preacher wasn't no kin.
All right. Gather around, everyone. We're going to lay Grandpa on the ground.
What about Grandma?
Sleeping. Maybe she'd hold it against me. She'd have gone away first. She's tarred out.
Yeah, all right.
Casey?
Yeah?
You going to pray over him?
Well, I'll help you, but I won't fool you.
Ain't none of our folks ever been buried without a few words.
Well, then I'll say them. This here old man just lived a life and just died out of it. He's all right. He's got a job to do, and there's only one way to do it. But us, we got a job to do, and there's a thousand ways, and we don't know which one to take. If I was to pray, it'd be for the folks that don't know which way to turn. Grandpa here, he got the easy straight. But now cover him up. Let him get to his work.
Amen.
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 Rosa Sharon, you come and help me.
I want to be with Connie.
He got work to do. Now leave him to it.
Now listen. We can't leave a grave. We got to hide it. Level her off and strew dry grass.
Ain't right to leave a grave unmounded.
They dig him up and we get it for breaking the law. And you know what that means.
Yeah. She'll sink come winter.
Can't help that. Be a long ways off by then.
I guess.
It's a goddamn shame. Grandpa been talking how he's gonna squeeze grapes over his head. And let the juice run in his whiskers.
Well, he was fooling you. Nah, he didn't die tonight. Died the minute you took him off that place. He was that place. He knowed it.
Did you know he was a dying?
Yeah, I knowed it.
You didn't tell nobody?
What good?
We might have did something.
Ah, you couldn't have done nothing. Your way was fixed. Grandpa didn't have no part in it. Nah, he's just staying with the land. He couldn't leave it.
But we gotta go on. So long, Grandpa.
In the first of three episodes of The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, dramatized for radio by Steve Chambers, Tom Joad was played by John Schwab. Casey was Bob Sherman. Grandpa, Gary Kagan. Grandma, Liza Ross. Ma was Pat Starr. Pa, William Roberts. And Uncle John, Bill Bailey. Al was Ryan McCluskey. Rosa Sharon, Teresa Gallagher. And Noah, Eric Lauren. The truck driver was William Hope. Connie, Martin Sherman. And Wilson, John Garasio. The director was Marion Nancarrow.